Okay, Rabotai, a topic which is sort of a standalone topic that it bridges in Yana Diyoma as well as Bava Kama. So you have a number of Makoros in front of you. Whatever is Bava Kama, you can of course refer to the Gemara. Whatever is not, it's easier not to have to pull Svarim off the shelf, so you have Makoros in front of you. Let's begin with the Halacha as stated in the Shulchan Aruch and what the Mishabura says, and then we'll try to trace it back and see its roots and its sources, and how this obviously relates to Sugis and Bava Kama. We start saying Masha Baruch Morei Gashem, Morei Geshem, different Nitzchos, on Shmini Atzeres. And of course, it's not always so easy to keep in mind when we're davening that we should say the added expression that we haven't been used to saying for several months. So, to the extent that a person's Mesupik, if they've said Masha Baruch, so there are all kinds of halachas you have to know. At what point do you remember, and what do you do at that point? And you have to look at the halachas. Everyone for themselves should look at the halachas as far as, you know, when you go back and where you go back to. If you're still within the bracha, you can still say it. If you're past the bracha, if you already started the new bracha, then, of course, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But interesting halacha is as follows. If you're not sure, you finished Shemoneh Esrei, and you said it, maybe you didn't. So there's a Yerushalmi, we'll see the Yerushalmi and the implications of his Yerushalmi, but the halacha seems to depend on 30 days, but 30 days itself seems to depend on the number of times in a typical day, of course there are days that are different, typical day are 3 tefillos, and therefore that gives us the number 90. Now this is Nogea for us now, which is, if you're not sure if it's the Masha Baruch, also could be Nogea if you are talking now after the first day of Pesach and you're not saying Masha Baruch, or you're saying Morid Atal, as the case may be, and you're Mesupik, right, if perhaps you said Masha Baruch. So now you have to know how much after the starting point are you that you can now say you're now Misragel, you become accustomed to saying it the right way. Now the Shulchan Aruch paskins something, and then the Ramah adds the Nafgamina for Masha Baruch. And in terms of the Morid Atal issue, let's take a look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Daled in Aruch Chaim, Sif Tes. Separate from the question of, you know, within 30 days, suppose you make yourself accustomed to saying it the number of times that 3 tefillos a day for 30 days would become 90, so you do it in your own way. You hasten the pace, and you recite 90 times the way it should be said going forward. So this is Nogea now, starting as the Mechaber discusses on the first day of Pesach. Now you have to start saying, omitting Masha Baruch and saying Morid Atal, as the Mechaber holds. And Biyom Rishon Shel Pesach Omer, Birchas Atagibor, Ad Morid Atal Tzadi Pa'amim. So you start saying, sounds like you're starting from the words Atagibor, which means you're saying Hashem's name. The Mishabur is going to qualify that. You don't have to start from Atagibor. But the Lashon of the Mechaber is you say the Baruch of Atagibor until and including Morid Atal, and you say 90 times. And why 90? Keneged Lamed Yom She'omos Ogimu Pam. If you would have Cheshbin, an average day, not an unusual day, with 3 tefillos a day, that would be 90. So then, Misham Be'elach, in Eina Zocher, in Hizkir Geshem, and which would be a problem in this case, because it's after Pesach, you shouldn't be Maskir Masha Baruch. Haru Becheskas Yo Hizkir Geshem. So you kept saying, Morid Atal, which is what you say according to the Mechaber, instead of Masha Baruch, then you are considered to be accustomed to saying it properly, to saying Morid Atal, not Masha Baruch. Bein Tzoch Lachzer. That is the Mechaber's Pesach. Hagah. The Ramah applies that same logic for those who don't say Morid Atal. It's just that instead of saying Rav Hoshia Morid Atal, you say Rav Hoshia Mechal Kilchai. The Cheng Lididan, which is that we don't say Morid Atal, Im Amar Ad Mechal Kilchai, again including Mechal Kilchai, V'lomar Shebaruach, Morid Geshem Shemaskim B'mosek Shamin, so that would be equally valid. So you'd say from wherever, Tagibor, or Mechai Mesim, Ata, Kama. That's where you're supposed to put a Kama, after Ata. Most Chazan don't realize this. Mechai Mesim, Ata, Rabbi Hoshia, and then you say, Mechal Kechayim, Mechesed, then you are now accustomed to saying with that phrase without Mashiv HaRuach. That's one application for us, similar to the Mechaber. V'chein. This is now Negev for us where we are. Im Amar B'Shmini Atzeres. Tzadi Pa'amim. Amar B'Shmini Atzeres itself. Tzadi Pa'amim. Ata Gibor. Sounds like you're starting Ata Gibor again. We'll qualify that. Ad Morit HaGeshem. So now you're getting yourself used to saying 90 times the phrase Rabbi Hoshia together with Mashiv Ruach Morit HaGeshem afterwards. In the Stapik Achakach, in his Kirlo, Chazak Hashizki. So then you have the application of the same principle of the Machaber for our halacha. If you would say with Mashiv Ruach 90 times, you don't have to now get to the 30-day point. You've established that new regilus through the recitation 90 times. When I was growing up in the Lower East Side, we had a family that was very, we had a communal sukkah because it was a sukkah that was down, you know, these are young, you know, apartments, so people had to go downstairs for the communal sukkah. We had a family that used to sing with a chant. Like 100 petals of beer on the wall, you know. So the Havdu, right? So they would literally be counting, you know, and be going over and over and over again, and that was their way to fulfill this halacha. Yeah. So this is Borla Halacha. It's Borla Halacha that you have this Eitzah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah has a couple of things to comment here. Again, on the Halacha, the nice point here that we're focusing on, the specific issue of trying to create a new regilus, a new habit in the way that things flow from your tongue. So, first of all, B'sefer, B'chas Atagibor, that's the lesson of the Machaber. He quotes the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, not to start from Atagibor, which means you're saying the Shem Hashem. Rather, Yischiaschol min Mechayim Eisim Ata. Again, that's the pause. Mechayim Eisim Ata. Below min Ata Gibor. Shelo Yoma Hashem Uvatala. Vim Yavo L'shatna U'elamais Nosel. Okay, so don't say the shame. Say Hashem. But that will spoil it. V'im Yavo L'shanos Haskaras Hashem. Nu Nech Hashem Yavo L'shanos Achakach Ni'ahergu Gam B'tfila. In other words, in tefila, you're saying Hashem's name. And all you're doing is you're getting yourself accustomed to saying Ata Gibor Olam Hashem, and then from that Morid Atah or Mashiv HaRuach, whatever the case may be. But that's not going to help you when you're saying in tefillah with not the word Hashem, but with Hashem's real name. So therefore, the best way to do it is to leave out Ata Gibor, because you don't just say Hashem's name, and you're not going to help. It's not going to help you say it without Hashem's name. So start from Mechayim Eisim Ata. Okay, that's the first one. Ad Morid Atal, that's the Machaber, that you say Morid Atal, so you say it including the Ad Bechlal, Vahenu Bnei Sfarad, Shinogim Haskital Bimosachama, Udidon, which is what the Ramah is going to mention, Ad Machal Kachayim, the Ad Bechlal. So for starting with the first day of Pesach, you would say through Machal Kachayim, including Machal Kachayim, without Mashav Ruach, Ukadil Kaman Bahaga. The Tam Koze, what's this all based on? The Zek Vahuga Lashon Ramaka Lacha. And now it comes out, this is not just Nogeya for Mashiv HaRuach or no Mashiv HaRuach, it's also Akein Hu Adin Lina She'ela. This is when we say the same bracha, the same Talmud to the bracha, we changed that right in December, because it's based on the solar calendar. So that will start right in Pesach, we switch it to the same bracha, and the same Talmud, we say starting in December. So we're actually saying the same bracha more times than we're saying Tal Matar, but now you can do the same thing. Mamat Sadi Pa'amim, Birchas Hashanim, Ad Achar, Tevas, the same bracha, Bibosachama. So you can get yourself into that regilus before 30 days through that. Ad Achar, Tevas, same Tal Matar, Bibosach Shanim. So again, comes December, if you want to do this Eitzah, you can do the same thing. Die, you can do that. V'lo yaschil again, but not again. As he said before, don't start from the beginning of the bracha, which has the Shem Hashem. V'lo yaschil mi b'tchilas baruch aleinu rak mi be'ez kol minei sevula so tova v'sein whatever it is 90 times. 90. The Tshuvas Chasam Sofer says Simen Chaf Mora Ubal Chatchilu Omer Mea Pam Ve'achad. Interesting. Mea Pam Ve'achad comes to mind. Chassam Sofer quotes it. Right? Not to, as a school against forgetting. Ein Adam is Shona Pirko 100 times. The Shona Pirko Mea Pam Ve'achad. So he brings that in. He actually makes a cheshbin. Soon see the Rishalmi. He makes a cheshbin. I actually looked it up. It's interesting. Chassam Sofer, he says that the Yishalmi, we'll still see the Yishalmi is being quoted by the Torah. The Yishalmi thinks is going on the first day of Pesach. And the first day of Pesach for 30 days, I'm sorry, so you have three tefillahs per day, will be 90. The makes a cheshbin, you really have to take out two because you're starting Musaf. So you have to eliminate the night of the first day of Pesach and Shachris. So you really have 88. Right? But now, if you had 88, but now you have to figure Musaf. You're making cheshbon is with the Musaf. And so now you have 8 days of Pesach, have Musaf, and then you have three Shabbosos, starting 3 days from the first day of Pesach, and you have three Shabbosos, and you can have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So what do you have now? 8 plus 3 plus 2 is how much? 13. Add that to 88, so he gets 101. That's his cheshbon. Okay, so he makes a cheshbon. But b'chad, you should know, it's very strange, because how much are we taking this 90, I mean, take the same Talmud, the same bracha, Shabbos, you don't have it. So it's going to have to depend on 90 askar, it's not going to really be 30 days. It's a whole separate conversation. L'maisa, the Chassam Sofer himself says, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, even though it's what I say, do 101, maybe in my sukkah they did 101, I don't remember, maybe they counted 90, 101, but he says, L'maisa, the post can say 90, so b'di'eved, if you said 90, and then you didn't know if you said it correctly, you can not repeat, you can rely on 90 being sufficient. Then b'di'eved, as Mishnah Berurah quotes, Mish'am raktishim pa'amim en b'yadeinu livsok shi'yatz v'ispal neged p'sak l'shulchan aruch. P'sak l'shulchan aruch is 90.
How
are there 2 days Rosh Chodesh and 3 days?
But no, 2 days Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, yeah. The only thing is, you see, what if it coincides with Shabbos? Then you won't really have the Seder. He's assuming that Rosh Chodesh is going to be during the week.
Is it possible?
Yeah. Sure. You could always, everything always switches. Any Rosh Chodesh of 2 days could conceivably be over Shabbos. Even one day Rosh Chodesh could be Shabbos. I mean, just don't know how the calendar is. He's assuming a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, not Shabbos, plus three Musafin of Shabbos, plus the 8 Musafin of Pesach. That's how he gets the Cheshbon 101. And then he mentions the remez of a school against Shikcha is 101, and therefore it works out for him to say 101, not 90. Okay, that's the Mishnah. We're quoting a Chassam Sofer halacha, but they said, b'di'evet, anyway, you could rely on 90. Okay, Membeis, this is going on Harehu. This is... going on which words? Harehu b'cheskas, right? This is on the Machabes case. So if he threw it 90 times with Morid Atal, then it's b'cheskas that he didn't say Mashiv Aruach, the Imhurga b'lshonuk sh'omer b'im b'fuzarin, and this is the point that we're going to get into, the Bava Kama component. What's the pshat? You did it in a compressed fashion. You did the 90 times, right? In one sitting, you could say, right away, when you start to get yourself accustomed to the new recitation, the new phraseology, so you do it the 90 times in a very intensive, concentrated fashion, the ritzufin. But the original, the din, as quoted in Yerushalmi that we'll see, talks about having it staggered, spread out over a course of 30 days, which we will consider to be 90 recitations. So who says that you can equate the two? Maybe the process of getting accustomed to something new is more likely to occur. The new regulus is going to be more set in and established over a period of time. And maybe if you're doing it cramming, it won't be as effective. But no, we say this a kal v'chomer. Where does this come from? As you soon see, this is the kal v'chomer that you find with Rav Meir b'Shara Mu'ad. The Mishnah Berurah here stays clear of all the, you know, all the meaty stuff that's going to get us interested in Bava Kama. That does not appear in the Mishnah Berurah. Just giving you the bottom line, which is Kishaomer Mehurgal, Kishaomer Mehuzarin, meaning spread out, Kabuchom Mehbirsufin. Then another interesting nafkamina. So this is if you're starting to do the 90 times at the first point that you're changing the recitation, whether it's the first day of Pesach or it's Shmini Atzeres. So then you need 90 starting now. And you do it all together. Because of the Shari Tshuva, Shem Yehir Galatzmo Mem Hei Pa'amim, Shem Keneged Tes Vavyo, Misha Avru Achakach Tes Vavyo Amim, Chazak Hashem HaKohogen. It doesn't have to be 90 in the beginning. You could be 2 weeks, 2 weeks later, or 15 days later, so you've said 45 times already the right way, and now you do your Mechal Kachayim, Mechayim Mei Semat, Rav Roshia, 45 times. You don't have to, get yourself so tired with 90 times. You do it 2 weeks or so afterwards, and then you do 45, also good. Either way, you created the regilis. Yeah, Ad Mechal Kachayim, this is the Ramah, this is to do it, say Ad B'chal K'chaim, because we don't say Tal. The Ad B'chal, V'imkein Nisragel, L'shon Olomar, Rab L'oshia, B'chal K'chaim, without Mashiv Aruach. And then the Rama adds to do it with Mashiv Aruach, starting Pichmi Atzeres. This halacha is gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch by the Machaber, by the Rama, which means that you have the option of a 90-time recitation of Mashiv Aruach, let's say for us, and that will create the new natural flow for your tongue, that this is what's going to come out when you start saying these words. But, says Mishabur, not everybody accepts this halacha. It's born in Shulchan Aruch. You can rely on it, l'chayra, but not everyone would hold you should have relied on it. V'yesh chokin ala ramad v'zeh, v'nachon l'chosh l'chat chila shalu asus kain, v'smachal zeh kain, kain katsav derech ha-chayin, that's the nesivus, l'chayadam l'mashma kain. Okay, so, good. Nice, good Jews have done it. But I don't know, is anyone here familiar with people doing this? I'm curious. Yes? Yeah. How many people here do it? Mamish, over Shmini Atzeres? Yeah? Okay. Nachanami, interesting. Okay. Admor, Ageshem Advachal. The truth is, the 90 and everything is not Pashit at all. I'm not going to deal with that right now. That's a separate discussion. Because Umayso, where does 90 come from? This is the tour. The tour, next source, Yerushalmi. Hamispal Ben Yodea and his Kirim Rav. You don't know if you said the right thing or not. You said Mashiv Aruach, you didn't say Mashiv Aruach, or if it's Moed HaTal that you have to say, you don't know if you said Moed HaTal, maybe you say Mashiv Aruach. So Kodim, by the way, just an Eitzah Tova. I don't know who says Moed HaTal, but there's a Maila to say Moed HaTal for the following reason. Because if you say Moed HaTal during the time that you don't say Mashiv Aruach, and then you didn't say Mashiv Aruach, but you say Moed HaTal, you don't have to be Chosen. So not saying Moed HaTal makes it worse, because now you have a situation like today, where if you don't remember Mashiv Aruach, then and you said nothing, then you might have to repeat. But if you'd be saying Moed HaTal, which is what you'd be saying, if you were to say Moed HaTal during the time that we're not saying Mashiv Aruach, then you would say Moed HaTal now, then b'di'eved you're not repeating. So that's a fringe benefit of saying Moed HaTal. Yeah.
So if you don't remember, if we don't remember if we said Mashiv Aruach, but we normally say
Moed HaTal,
like not.
Yeah, so then you would assume you would say Moed HaTal. Moed HaTal counts the Di'evit also. Yeah, so you don't have to repeat. That's correct. Yeah. That's assuming you always say Moed HaTal. Yeah. It's not like you sometimes say Moed HaTal. That's not going to help you, because it could be you didn't say Moed HaTal. If you say Moed HaTal or Mashiv Aruach, but you always say one or the other, then you would not have to repeat anything if you didn't say Mashiv Aruach, because you said Moed HaTal. Yeah.
Does it work the other way as well, that if you normally say Moed HaTal and then you say Mashiv Aruach instead, that you're Mashiv Aruach now?
Absolutely not. No. That would be subject to these halachas. If you said Mashiv Aruach when you're not supposed to, then it's a problem. Yeah. Only the Moed HaTal could serve in the b'di'evid in lieu of Mashiv Aruach, but not the other way around. Yeah.
Is there a star to say maybe like the 90 count isn't like 100% literal?
Well, that's the big shayla. That's why I'm not going to deal with it so much. But I'm if you want to be ma'ayin, you'll see there's a lot of discussion about this 90. You know, the ma'isa, the Yerushalmi doesn't say the word 90. The Yerushalmi and l'mashal the Gra. If you look at the Gra Shulchan Aruch, the Gra seems to take the Yerushalmi at the point of 30 days. 30 days creates regilus. I'll give you a muscle. If you're going to go with the 90, it's going to create all kinds of issues. First of all, with She'ela, it's going to come out that it's not 90 in 30 days, because She'ela is not on Shabbos. She'ela meaning Talmud or Sein Bracha. And then on the other hand, Masha Beruach, Morid Atal, that could, you can get to 90 before 30 days because you have Musaf. Musaf of Shabbos, you have a Shchodesh. So like, why are we taking 30 days as the cutoff? Really, everything should be a function of when you get to 90. And the Mishami doesn't say, what about 90? So, like, what do we make of all this? And what if a person, what about women? Women typically won't daven Ma'ariv. They don't have a Mekabu that as a Cholva. Some don't daven Mincha either. Some do daven Mincha. So what? So they're going to have, the Halacha is going to affect them in a different way, a different cycle. No, for them, you have to make a Cheshbon 90 times. And if they're Mesupik, even after 30 days, they still have to repeat. And for someone who daven three, let's say you didn't daven a particular day. Let's say you missed a tefillah or two. Whatever. So what, everyone's got to have their own internal clock about 90. I mean, it's very strange. Elamai, so you still go with 30 days, but then the Yerushalmi doesn't say 90 at all. So like, how do you mix the two issues together? It's very unclear. And it's the Mefarshim, the Nosi came to Shulchan Aruch, they struggle with this. That's a separate issue to think about. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be Mako in any event, you know, on this point. Now, 30 days may be good enough. Let's say you didn't daven, tefillah a particular day. Let's say a person is navelus and they're davening for the Amud, okay? So then for those 30 days, they're davening twice for an esvei, their own, and then the Chazar Sashat. So would you say that the regilus would be established earlier? So maybe Lukula, yes. So then they don't, they're misupik after, you know, not 30 days, but let's say half of that. So they've gotten to their 90 earlier. Again, everyone's going to have to start making cheshbonos, you know, oh, down for the Amud, or this, that, you know, or Musaf. I'm at my point, so now for me, it's going to be very disconcerting to figure out. Best thing is not to be Mesopic, of course. But, you know, it could happen that you did Mishnah Esrei, you're Mesopic, and then where are you holding it? So, I say, it's been very, very hard to pin down. L'maisa, the tour brings the marker from the Yerushalmi. Hamistalo, now it's also not clear from the Yerushalmi what it's discussing. It's discussing first the Pesach, is it discussing... What I just told you from the Chasam Sofer is assuming the Yerushalmi is going on the first day of Pesach, and he gets the Cheshbon 101, and he's assuming Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis, right? Because what I tell you, 8 days, how did I get the 13 Musaf Tfilas? I got 8 days of Pesach, and then the three Shabbosos and the 2 days of Shchodesh. So that means I counted eight. Why eight? It's only seven. So you have to talk. You assume that the Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi is in Eretz Yisrael, right? So he has to say Chasam Sofer to make his cheshbon. Rav Yochanan is in Eretz Yisrael, that he was teaching Talmidim from Bavel. So he was talking about 8 days. No, I mean, I'm saying it's a little bit of a stretch. You know, it's not clear in Yerushalmi what we're discussing. Yerushalmi hamispalo ve'en yudea im hiskir im lav. It's a tour quoting Yerushalmi in Tainus, beginning of Tainus. Kodem lamed yom chazak. No, it's kodem lamed yom chazaka. Masha ulamud maskir. What you're used to saying is what you said. Mikan ve'elch after 30 days. Masha tzarach maskir. What you're supposed to say is what you said. Ad lamed yom im safik lom hiskiro olav tzarach lachzar demiskamalo hiskir. Ve'hu adin nami lamed yom achat pesach. Then the other way around, miskama hiskir, and then it's a problem. You said masha bruach, but tzarach lachzar. Again, it sounds like he's assuming the Yerushalmi is discussing Shmini Atzeres. It's Huadin Lamed Yom Achat Pesach. But Lamai said the Nosi came all deal with these issues. Like what about She'ela, Magen Avram, and the Daki Moshe, and everyone is talking about how to work it out here. The Yerushalmi doesn't even say 90, but now comes the famous Marami Wittenberg, which is the source for the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to ask a question.
Just in defense of the Chasam Sofer, Yochanan's teaching the people.
For Babel, yeah.
Yeah, because I think in the sugya about whether men should learn before they get married, they come to Tosfos Shita, the Halan v'Halahu, is it Rabbi Yochanan who says that
he quotes. He quotes Halan v'Halahu. Yeah, I believe he quotes maybe good. Look, some sort of Simon Chaf, you can look it up. Simon Chaf and Aruch Chaim. It's interesting. It's not a long piece. That's his creative cheshbon, 101. Yerushalmi doesn't say a number, just the 30 days. The Maisa, what this translates into is 90 times. Again, how is it going to play out with She'ela versus Masha Beruach, and it's going to be totally 90 times, and what about these individual situations? I'm not sure what to tell you.
So
not simple. I don't know. Halacha l'maaseh, I don't even know what to tell you. It's not pashut. How to figure out, how to figure out where you're at in terms of whether you've gotten to the point of now. L'maaseh, the Yerushalmi talks about 30 days, which we're going to assume it means 90 askaros. But that means the 90 askaros, which is creating the regilus, is over the course of 30 days, over the course of a certain number of days, over time. Comes the Marami Rutenberg, the Rebbe of the Rush. And he's the makor for this entire halacha that we saw in Shulchan Aruch. The Tur quotes the Rebbe of the father, the Rebbe of his father, the Rush, Rami Rutenberg, who says the following. Harami Rutenberg, hayaragil lomar bishmini atzeres, Birchas Atagibor. Again, Tishim Pa'amim. Again, it sounds like he would start from Atagibor. The Mishnah Berurah says not to do that, so he says start from Machayim Eisim Ata. He would say, Birchas Atagibor, Tishim Pa'amim, Ad Mashe Baruch Mordech Hashem. Keneged Lamed Yom, Sh'omol Sogim Upam B'chol Yom. The Achshav Mahim Mesufa Kintzarach Achzor. Good, so that what you guys did, that would be conforming with this Pesach of Mam Rutenberg. But what's the Shaila? Who says that it can do? You can do it that way. Maybe it's only going to create the new hergel if you spread it out. If you say something consistently over time, then the learning is going to internalize the new habit. But cramming, right? This is where you have to ask yourself: when you cram, do you remember things as well as when you went a little bit, and then you review the next day, the next day, the next day. Okay. This is now creating a new habit in terms of what your tongue is used to saying. So he says, yeah, the hergel can certainly be created in a fashion of cramming. The rayoso mi perikay to the regel the amar gabishar muad richek negichos of chayiv kiv negichos of ukoshekain. That's the sheet of Rav Meir later in the Mishnah, or in the Gemara explains the Mishnah that Rav Meir says that sharam muad, which means to be times it gores. It becomes a sharamuad, and now it'll pay nezek shalein. And Rav Meir says it doesn't have to be over 3 days, even though the psukim could be mashma 3 days, mitzvah shoshom, and so on. But it could be the same thing, and even more so, that you can have the din of status of sharamuad if the three negichos were biyom echad. Hachinami says, just as you see that over there by sharamuad, hachinami came into achal amid yom hu mesupik. Hachinami kim da'achal gam yom mesupik ensoch la'achzar. If it's 90 times over 30 days, koshkein sari pa'amim biyom echad. So the regilus can certainly be established within 90 times over 1 day, just as you find the din of sharam muad can work with a kavach homer kiyum negichos of a koshkein. This is Marami Rutenberg's opinion. What is the shaychus to sharam muad? You have to see. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes, the Rush quotes, the Tur quotes Ben Peretz, disagreeing. He says, Lo chazina rabban kishari de tzarfas da abdiyachi. First of all, he didn't notice that this was a practice in the elderly rabbanim and tzarfas. And it's a new innovation, the Marut Murug is saying. I didn't see this before in the older generation. And why didn't I see it? I had a good raya, seemingly. And I didn't double a raya. Lashna Tur, why isn't a good comparison? And I didn't double a raya. You can't apply what you find over there, kirib negichos of a koshkin, to our case, the hasa. Taima mishum shehuchzak ligach v'im huchzak gimel v'cholkos koshkin gimel krovus. There it was huchzak ligach. So then we say if it's huchzak ligach as a sharam muad with three negichos over time, over a span of time, certainly huchzak ligach if it's compressed. However, abu geshem sheniskan b'tfilah v'adavar tali b'hergul lishon olam min hachi. What exactly is the Ben Peretz trying to say? What is his svara to distinguish? The words are a little bit ambiguous. What does he mean? But then the Yavi Razal, he noted as far as Haran, to his Rebbe, and which is what? The Shulchan Aruch ends up following that as well. Okay, you have the Mishnah, you have the Gemara here in Bava Kama. Chav Gimon Beis, Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. Stam Akasha, we have to see if we can come back to. Chayra, who holds this Kal V'chomer, who holds this way? Rav Meir, right? Rav Meir holds She'idu bo shlosha pa'amin. Rav Yehuda says Ko she'idu bo shlosha yamin. The Gemara brings the machol, explains what the machokis is based on. Abaye v'Rabba, we're not getting into that right now. It's a whole discussion exactly what the nafkamina Rabba and Abaye v'Rabba is a whole separate inyan. When you start paying nefek shalom, could be, we're going to go with the pashtus. You pay nefek shalom on the fourth time, and you need three times to become a muad. Fine. Rav Meir, my time. The Gemara brings the machokis and says Rav Meir holds that even three pa'amim, not three yamim, makes a muad. The Gemara says Rav Meir, my time. The Sanya, Amra Meir, Richek Nigiyos of Tap of Chavdar and Ralph, Richek Nigiyos of Chayev, Kivigos of a Koshike. Kalbachomer, that Sharmuad can become, if you become a Sharmuad with three Nigiyos, not over 3 days, even within 1 day. Amrule, Zavatochiach. So they went back, they countered Zavatochiach, Shericha Kari Yosar Tanea, Kibri Yosar Tahora. There, the Zava only becomes a Zava if she sees over 3 different days, she becomes Zava Gedola. If it's the same day, it doesn't create a new status of a Zava. So they hold back and forth, and he has a miut. Nura Bosai, if I ask you, Maram brought a raya from Rav Meir. So first of all, Stan, how does he bring raya from Rav Meir? If Yehuda disagrees, that's a shayla. Let's keep on the side. Looking at Brahmas, 11, another Yehuda talks about it. We don't hold like Rav Meir. We hold Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says we hold Rav Yehuda. That's the further down the Amud, the Chavdal and Medalef. Rav Nachman said Halacha Ki Rav Yehuda B'Tam. Sorry, yeah, he said Halacha Rav Yehuda that becomes a muad with 3 days, not with three times. Okay, so you have to know Chayra that the Raya was from Rav Meir. You have to say something about it. Somehow Rav Yehuda doesn't totally dismiss Rav Meir's logic, but the logic of Rav Meir for Shorah Muad, to bring that over to what we have here by Mashiv HaRuach. That was Rami Rutenberg's position. And what did Tosef Rabbeinu Peretz, what did he hold apparently? No, you can't compare. Why not? What is this point of contention here? No, so there's a famous Rav Shimon Shkop, and a stipler also, Baba Kama, says this. And the truth is, preceding both of them, you have Maria Buav, quoted by the Beis Yosef. The second pshat, the Beis Yosef quotes in Rabbeinu Peretz, is exactly what they're saying. Maybe we'll do this. Maybe let's look at the Beis Yosef first, and then you'll see what I'm referring to. Beis Yosef brings two mahalchin to understand the machlokas. Take a look. The Beis Yosef says on the tour. V'haram zal ha'yarag l'lomash mi'atzeres pichas ha'tagi batishim pa'amim kin kasav smak v'kasav Rav David Abudram. So Abudram explains why Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees. She'at taimash Rabbeinu Peretz mishum v'shayni geshem sha'adavar toluy v'hergel l'shono the afapi she'hergel l'shono lomar mitchilas atagibor ad mashiv ruach levado the low bracha of Yishon and Demagen, lo havi cheskas hergel kishemaskel ispalo b'seider birchas or kiseider birchas magen v'akachat agibor. According to Abudram, what's the basis for Rabbeinu Peretz's disagreement? It's a specific distinction relating to the context, right? You want to know, can you create hergel in tefillah? That we can now assume that you've gotten yourself to the point that you're saying Mashiv HaRuach after you say Rav Loshia, because you said Mechayim Meis Ma'ata Rav Loshia Mashiv HaRuach 90 times. The problem is that you didn't start from the beginning of Shemon Esra. You started from Mechayim Meis Ma'ata, maybe you start from Ata Gibor, you didn't say the first Brach. When you sing Shemon Esra, you're saying Mechayim Meis Ma'ata Rav Loshia after having said Atagiba, after having said the whole first brach, it's a whole different situation. Who says if just it takes some isolated words is going to create the same effect as when you're saying those words in a larger context? So according to this, the point of inference is only that you haven't been able to replicate what you want to create in that new hergel when you're doing it in over 30 days in Shimon Esrei, which is with Magen Avram, with all that, then I've gotten to that point where you have the new hergel that you've created. But in terms of Shimon Esrei, not doing it with that. So what is his point? You can't compare it to the case of Shor HaMuad. Shor HaMuad, what? There, three negichos and three negichos. So you can have them over 3 days, can have them over 1 day. So So if you can have 3 days become a Shavuot, so then you can have three Nikichas on one day. Very good. It's the same thing. It's just a question of the timing. Here, it's not the same thing. Here he's saying it just Nechayim Esim. Here he's saying with the whole Bracha Magen Avraham. That's the way Abudram understands Rabbeinu Peres. But Mari Abuav says a different shot. Beis Yosef now quotes Rabbeinu Gaon and Mari Abuav. Those of you who were in Tzfat, you know, there's a show, Mari Abuav, Mari Abuav's show, right? That's the one with the three Aron Kodesh, I believe, yeah? No one's seen it. Mari Abuav, yeah, from Portugal. Yeah, Mari Abuav, no, some more. Mari Abuav says as follows, Rabbeinu Hagadol, Mari Abuav, Kasab, Shetaymo Sharbinu Peretz, listen to what he says. Shilom Delo Dami, the Hassam Shahu Leteva Ra, Shazah Shar Hunagchan, Hinekeshiasa Negicha Bikiruv, Mora Shahut Babo Ze Bikinyan. Masha Enkin Ilu Hayosa Oso Bahachaka, Shiesh Ganuloma Bechorecha Mehem Mikrahu. So what is the maila of having it done in one day, in a shorter span of time? Because it's more of an indication that the shor has a certain type of aggressive nature, the tevara. So where is there a greater indicator of the shor's temperament? Three negichos in 3 days or three negichos in 1 day? No? In 1 day. So that's the point of shor ha'mu'ad that the Kal v'chomer that we have in that Gemara. However, Khan, it's a different discussion. Hadavar tal behergo halashon, v'halashon eno morgo kokach, kishiyasa davar echad bekirub. Here we're talking about what's habituation, what is it that's going to create a more hergo. So here you can argue, what's the counter-argument to Maram Rotenberg? Maybe the new custom that you're going to get used to in the way you speak is going to be more ingrained in you if you space it, if you start saying it the right way over time. What's your counter-argument? No, it's going to be more ingrained if you do it over a small period of time, if you cram, if you say it a lot in many times in a shorter period. Where's Sharm would indicate that? Where's Sharm would show you? To me, the Gricha said, one day, what would be the natural analogy to say that to Sharm would, that the learned behavior is learned more readily in a shorter period of time. So somebody look, it's not about learned behavior. What is it? What is Sharm Ur? It's recognizing innate nature. It's recognizing the nature. It's an indicator. It's not creating a harago. It's discovering a natural state of the shore itself. You follow me? We're basically touching on a hakira. This is Rav Shimon Shkatz and the Stipler and others presenting the Chakira. What is Shor ha'mu'ad? Let's not use the terminology yet, we'll get to say it in a second. Is Shor ha'mu'ad pshat that three times it gores, so that has created a new habit, a new hergel, a new tendency through the three negichas, the animal has become trained in negicha, and that's, if that were the pshat, then I understand better the comparison to Mashi Baruch and the Kavachomer that we use over there, Rav Meir's Kavachomer, Kiv Negichos of Koshkin, means that the behavior is more readily learned over a smaller period of time. And if behavior is learned over 3 days, Negichos in 3 days, all the more so if it's in 1 day, so it is over here as well. You can say the 90 times in 1 day, in 1 time, not over a month. But if I were to understand Shor ha'mu'ad not as learned behavior, but rather what? You're just figuring out, you see the animal's temperament. So you can see the animal's temperament if it goes 3 days, but you can say, oh, the more so I can see the animal's aggressive temperament if it goes 3 times in 1 day. That's all that you see over there. But as far as the context of our discussion, we're talking about habituation becoming more go in something, so then I could argue the other way. that maybe the habit is only formed in a stronger way if it's spread out. Says Rabbi Abua, what was the Rabbeinu Peretz's problem with the Rambam Wittenberg? Because over there, the Kal Vachomer only spoke to the question of recognizing the teva, that I can certainly recognize the teva of the shor to be a nakhan if it's done in, if the negichas are compressed. But over here, talui behergo halashon, meaning what I have to do is create a new habit, that, mechatesa, that can happen as well if it's done in a small period of time. Maybe it's only going to be more ingrained if it's over a longer period of time. This chakira, therefore, in Shara Muad, would, according to Meir Abuav, that would be this. This is what Rav Shimon says. What is Shara Muad? Now to use the parlance of the Lamdim, right? Is it A, two words, both start with a samach. Is it a simen, or is it a siba? Are three negichas of Shara Muad a simen? Simen, now instead of just using words, not what we're saying, now we understand what we're saying. Simen means it's an indicator. It shows you something underlying. In other words, I've discovered something about the shor from the fact that it did three negichos. It's a simen of something else. It's something underlying within the shor. It's in the temperament of the shor. That's a simen. It's not that it became that. It's showing me that this is the mitzvah of the shor. Siba means the three negichos are the direct cause for it to become a nakhan. Not it's showing me, the three negichos show me that it is a nakhan by nature. It is a consequence of the negichas is became a nakhan. No, to say, to use Shara Muad, the Kavachomer of Meir, by Shara Muad over to Masha Beruach, is Chayra going to have to assume that, what is it, a simen or a siba? What? A siba. A siba, it's learned behavior. It became a nakhan through negicha. Oh, and it can be even more of a nakhan. Maybe you would say, no, maybe it only becomes a nakhan over 3 days. No. Here they go to Kosher Kain, it becomes even more misugal to be an ogeach, more of a nakhan, more readily acquiring the behavior if it's within 1 day. No, so then I can more readily become accustomed to saying it with Masha Baruch if I do it over 1 day. So I don't have to wait 30 days. I can create that same effect right now. But if it were a simen, as Maria Bulb is saying, so then that's what Rabbeinu Peretz's taina says, Maria Bulb, that you can't use Shara Muad as a kavuchomer there to learn over here. Over there, it's a different issue. There, it's using the negichos as a way to understand the nature of the shor. So then, kiv negichos, certainly I understand what the nature of the shor is. Here, we're not trying to understand your nature, we're trying to create a new nature. Dr. Rav Shimon Shkup, here you have a paragraph from Simon Mem and Bava Kama, Yishli Estapik, Be'inyam Hadoas Shor, Shemach Zekinan, Shenasa Ezeshine B'tiv Oligach. In Bashino Yzeh, Ayidei Herago Hanagichos, what does that mean? Which word is that? Bashino Ayidei Herago Hanagichos, Siba, Osh Ayidei Shenagach Yomu Pa'amim, Anu Makirim, Tivo Shoshar Shohu Nagchan. What's that? Sim. The Pachas Mizeh, Anu Tolim B'mikre. Yeah, one time, two times, it could have been just a fluke. How do I know it's the Etzem, it's a Nagchan? Oh, that's from the three times. He nego chayra, David said machokes shanui, v'hashayv yatur, and he quotes the tour, and he says the nechaku v'bashav beruach 30 days. What about the tzadi parmin biomechad? Hochiach marmei Rutenberg mishar amuad, v'arbeno peretz docha rayaso, v'shar tamishem shehuchzak v'lo mishem shehurgal, u'in mashav beruach tov behergul shono. V'es Yosef hevi b'shem Maria Buav, and he quotes. What comes after is the Beis Yosef, Harash Notel as far as Maram, Venira Kidvarav, says the Beis Yosef that that's why he's going to quote this in Shulchan Aruch, because the Rush, he thinks, appeals to him. Shaharei, Herogah Harashon Eina Ela Mitzada Teva Hamurga Ba'adva Rehu Kimoshor Nagach. He named Muchach the Haram Sover, Ramar Rutenberg holds, the Muad Hu She Hurga Ligach, Nimsa Deshinoi Tivo Hu Misiba Sehergo. It's discovering its nature. Has a tendency. I discovered the tendency, and it's even easier to discover that tendency if it's bekiruv. How do I know that I discovered anything? I only know because it happened three times. Okay. Abosai. if this is the pshat of the machlokas, as Rav Shmishkab says and the Stipler says and Maria Buov seems to say, we're going to, and Rabbeinu Peretz would therefore be one side of this issue, that the Shor HaMu'ud is a what? Shor HaMu'ud is a siman, not a siba. Siba means it's a new learned behavior, then we should be able to apply it to Mashiach Baruch. We're saying, no, it's only a siman. The problem is the problem. Chara, I have another, you might say, nafkamina, and this chakira. This we're going to see, Mr. Shem, it's a little taste of what's coming on Beis HaMidos, in a Tosfos Beis HaMidos. The following issue. Okay, I'm not going to do the whole Tosfos and the whole context, but basically, within the sugya of Mu'ad, we have Machlokes of Papa and Rav Zvid. Rav Papa says that Mu'ad for one min is not a Mu'ad for another min, even within the Hemis. Okay, that's our Papa's Shita. But then the Gemara says, later on, Daf Lamed Zayin, even though Rav Papa holds that way, that means if it gores whatever it is, a gamal, three times, it's only Mu'ad for gamalu, not for other animals. However, says the Gemara, bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the very bottom of the page, three lines from the bottom, okay? Imtim Sol Nami Yisrael Rav Papa, Nogach, Shor Chamar V'Gomo, Nasim Mu'ad L'Kol. Let's say it gored three different minim. Yeah? So then, Rav Papa would agree, it becomes a Mu'ad for all minim. Pashup Shah means all minim, not just the three, but that Rav Papa agrees to. Nogach, one min, three times, then it's only limited to that. Nogach, three different minim, Nasim Mu'ad L'Kol. Now, does that include Adam? So Adam, as we see based on base, it's harder for an animal to gore a person. So as Mukhi Yosef quotes Hashem the Rama, that obviously that would not include Adam. Three times, three different animals, Mu'ad L'Kol means for animals. That's number one. That's Chiddush number one. That's Pashat L'Chayra. But now, what about the following case? And this is going to be a very interesting proof test, litmus test. Suppose it would gore Shor, Chamor, v'Adam. So again, Shor, Chamor, v'Gamal, it's Mu'ad L'Kol behemos, but not for Adam. Let's say it gored three minim, but one of the three was Adam. So two different animals and Adam. So would it be Mu'ad for all behemos? Yes. Would it be Mu'ad for Adam? So the Rama says, after saying that the case of the Gemara, it's only Mu'ad for behemos, not for Adam, he explains because Adam is different, Adam is Rimazla, and it's more inhibited to go on, so you don't know about Adam. He says, but even if one of the three was Adam, Adam. Now let's think about this. In light of the Chakira, soon see a second bit of parents on this. What would you say? The animal gores Shor Chamar V'Adam. Would it be, so we're saying it becomes a Mu'ad for behemos, all behemos, but not for Adam. No. Where does this make sense? Take a minute, think about this. What is Shor HaMu'ad? Simen or Siba? Where does this make sense that it does not become a Mu'ad for Adam? Let's put one at a time. If it's a siba, it has to learn new behavior. The animal gores two different animals and one's other. What can you establish here that the animal has learned? The ability to gore, and certainly if you can gore an other, it can gore an animal. It's easier to gore a behemoth than an other. So I can understand how it becomes a mu'ad for all behemoths, because Adam is no less than another animal, but you can't assume that it becomes learned to be able to be geach another. Because Adam, it only did once. So how could it become, now have acquired the tendency to gore an Adam? To learn that behavior would have to require three negichos of Adam. But the mitzarif, to say that it learned the power of negicha for behema, so that the negicha of Adam can mitzarif to that. But you can't use the fact that twice behema and once Adam as establishing a new tendency, new habit to go Adam, because it only go to Adam once. So everyone understands perfectly this Rama, if they understand it, it's a Siva. What if it's a Simen? If all you're saying is that I'm trying to discover tendency of the Bahim. So our puppet says, Igor thrice, three times ashore. I don't know anything about the animal's aggressive tendency vis-a-vis anything but ashore. But if it does shore chamar v'gamal, it doesn't discriminate, then it's a muad for all behemoths, right? Because animal doesn't discriminate. So you see it has the ability. So what if it's shore chamar v'adam? I'm just trying to discover the tendency of the behemoth. I'm just going to figure out what's its innate character. So what would you say? Shore chamar v'adam. What would you think? If you're telling me it's mitzarif for behema, the adam, the gichas adam is mitzarif to understand that I have an indicator of the animal's tendency for behema, b'chara, so do I have for adam? Adam is one of them. Didn't discriminate. The adam and behema. Why do I need three negichas of adam? Well, from Riata, it would seem that this Nemuki Yosef, the second, this Ramah, would work well if I hold that Sharmud is a Siba to acquire new tendencies, and I therefore I can't establish that new tendency for Adam if there's only one Gich of Adam. But I could use that to understand that it acquired the tendency for Behema, because it takes less aggression to gore a Behema than Adam, and even gore than Adam here. So vis-a-vis making a Mud Behema, I can use I can mitzarif from the Gich of Adam, but not the other way around. The problem is, if that were the case, what would we want Rabbeinu Peretz to hold if that's the case? If the Pshat Rabbeinu Peretz, based on Rav Shimon, based on the Maria Buav, who says that Maria Buav has no right to bring a raya from Shara Muad to Mashiv HaRuach. Why? Because Mashiv HaRuach is about hergel, and Shara Muad is about indicating what the animal naturally has a disposition for. So what would you expect Rabbeinu Peretz to say in this case? Nasa Muad, even for Adam. Which is what Tosis says on Beis Amid Beis. Mashim and Tosis, we'll get to it. Problem is, Rabbeinu Peretz says mamish the opposite. He says like the Ramah. You see quoted here the Shita, B'toch HaDvarim, he says, again, Pshat in the Gemara, but Mayi b'shnagach shorach amar v'adam, the Papa agrees that v'imud l'behema. But then he says, Afagav demud l'minzel avi muad l'minacher. That's if you just did one min. They call mokom mahani. A few ones down. Mahani shnei minim acherim lahashkim glasos amud l'chol behemos. The koshkein hichad the adam echad min aminim ki the mahani asher l'masal glasos amud l'chol behemos. What does he say? All you've done here is created a status of muad for behemos, adam and two behemos. But you have not created a Muad L'Adam. Who's saying this? Rabbeinu Peretz. The Cheshbon that we just had would mean that this would tell us that what is it? It's a Siba, which you have not acquired yet, the learned behavior of Adam. You only did one time Adam. It doesn't line up. Okay, right. Yeah.
Then why can't we use this for that? You could be told that the fact that you're trying to establish like, oh, this is a simon that it's muad even for an adam. That's what we're trying to. That's what we're basically seeing for Rabbeinu Peretz. You want him to say that it's even. It should be that.
If the pshat is just discovering the natural tendency of the animal, so once you see animal doesn't discriminate, so whatever did discriminate one, discriminate between is part of the what I've discovered. The animal can do three different animals. I know it can do all animals. If it can do an Adam and two behemoths, again, I know it doesn't discriminate. I know that's its tendency. You don't need it to go three times an Adam.
You could still be told that it's just a mikra. It happened to do more than what it usually does.
If it's a mikra, then how can I establish the mood for behemoth?
Because you could say that insofar that it did more than as in, there's a certain level that's required for behemoth.
If three times is not a mikra, and it does three different things, and whatever it didn't differentiate between is part of what it obviously has within its capacity to do. I just have to figure. Twice Adam is a mikra, but if it only was that. But if I have a behemoth there, or if I have one Adam and two behemoths, so whatever it did, it obviously has that.
The different levels of violence or aggression that are required to one get behemoth and then to get Adam. So the more, the greater amount.
That's if you're saying something, it's acquiring a tendency. If it's an innate of it, just figuring it out and understanding that is its tendency, why should it be?
We could be told that at the very least, it did gore. When it gored the Adam, we're not seeing the entire, we can't be told
if
the entire thing was
If it's a mikra, if the Adam's negicha was the mikra, correct? So then how can I establish limudu behemah?
It's not that
that's the fact that
it's nogeach an adam, that entirely is a mikra. It's that the fact that it did more than behemah, you could be told that that's a mikra. Because
it,
at the
you're
very least...
split it. The fact that it did more... Okay.
You can be told the base requirement because that's already happened three times.
Maybe you can say what you're saying. Maybe. Pashtus, though, it would seem more glad. Certainly, if it was a Siba, we understand perfectly. The emes is, let's take it a step further. The tzad that Muad is a Siba is difficult for another reason. Chara, the Gemara, this very case, maybe that would point in the direction of what you're saying, Ari. This case, we said, it makes perfect sense. Shor, Chamar, Gamo, or Shor, Chamar, Adam. Muad, Lakol, right? So what are we saying? To say that it's a Muad even for Adam makes sense if what? If I say it's a Siman. But if I say Muad, Lakol, Adam, only for Behema, then I would assume it's a Siva. So the Gemara Chagiga, in a different context, mentions the case of Nogach Shor Chamar V'Gomo, which is the case of a Papa that he agrees to. The Gemara brings in the following context. There are various simonim of Shota that are quoted in the Braisa. Various things that the person does that are abnormal, that would be indicators that the person is clear the status of a Shota. So mentions three things. Yotzi Chiba Laila, Lundaves Akvaris, Makarias Ksusa. Person, those behaviors are strange, indicating the person's not in the right mind. Then the Gemara has this question. Do you need all three simanim, or is any one of those sufficient? If they do any one of these things, is it enough, or do you need all three? Apuna says, all of them. Yochanan says, even any one of them. The Gemara says, I don't understand this machokas. Hechidami. If what it's doing is in a manner of derech shtus, avidu derech shtus, you can see that it's coming from an irrational place. There's no rational explanation you can attribute to why they're doing this. Then afi b'chadinami, then why should you require three simanim? One is enough. Idu av derech shtus, if you can see what it has to do with something rational, why he's doing it. He's going at Yechidi Balayla, he's going to be like first, whatever it is, his career for then I feel cool and amigo. Then all of them together, each one has, La'om dekav derech shtus. It is derech shtus, but there may be something you can attribute it to. Halam be sakvaros, maybe he did it kidei shtishvela pibuach tumma. Maybe Yotzechi Balayla, based on he was seized by something, by some spirit, whatever. Kareas ksuso, but. So each one independently, you don't see obviously a rational explanation, but you could try, if you wanted to figure it out, you could say maybe because of that. But if three different things, and you'd have to give three different explanations for the three different behaviors, or alternatively, I could say that all three behaviors are predicated on one underlying conclusion, which is that he's a shelter. And that's the reason for all the three behaviors. So then, I know that it's because of that. Because why give three different tirutzim in for the three behaviors if I have one underlying teretz that answers all three? And the Gemara compares that to what? K'misha nagach shor chamar v'gamo nasamud l'kol. Rabotai, this Gemara, what does it sound like? M'furshi Gemara. What's the pshat of nasamud l'kol? It became a learned behavior to gore all animals? Or it's an indicator that it doesn't discriminate, it does... It has an aggressive tendency for all animals. What's this Gemara seem to be saying? It's a simic. Not misinterpreting the Gemara. The Gemara says the case of Shota, where you could each simon for itself, maybe it's not a simon of Shtus, maybe it's because of this, this is because of this. No, but three different things, all of them are bizarre. Each one you can have to figure out a different explanation. No, the more mistaber thing is to say it's because of Shtus. So here too, it's not a mikra anymore. Three different things, obviously it's muad l'kol. So the chora is indicating that and that's Rashi's lashon, right? V'lo aminat shehei muad b'shosha b'chol min, g'hov v'hua b'shosha negichos, ein zemak b'lam minachat, afkan, lobo, shodron b'lasachas, akua mishum shtus. The chora, this Gemara sounds in the forest that we're talking about a sin, not a sin. Now, seemingly, what we wanted to say, now we're back to our issue. So, l'cheret is a simon that it's no shaykes to mashiv haruach. Then, what do we do with the Rebbeinu Peretz that we just had a minute before? There's another Gemara, I think also would support this suggestion, this shad. The Gemara has the following shayla later on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph Nebarim. The following shayla in the Gemara. Okay, what happens if Nogach, Shor, Shor, the Shor, three different times of the Negicha of a Shor, and then Hamor v'Gomo. What's the shayla? What kind of a mood have I created here? What's the shayla? The third Negicha of a Shor, do I associate that with the first two? In which case, the mu'ud status is only limited to shor, because it was three times a shor, and chamor v'gamo is only two different isolated negichos. And therefore it remains a mu'ud only to shor. Or do we say, no, the third shor, I link to the next two. And therefore it's like a case of shor chamor v'gamo, it's mu'ud l'ko, one shayla. Variation of the shayla, the other way around. Chamor, gamo, first chamor, then gamo, then three times shor. The first of the three negichos of shor, do I associate it with the two that came afterwards, so that as if it would be Shor Chamor Gamo, it's a mu'ud l'kol, or do I link it to the previous two, which are Chamor v'Gamo, in which case it's a mu'ud l'kol? I don't understand. What's the Gemara talking about? If it's a simon, then I understand the question. What do I discern here? How do I read this picture? How do we read this picture? Let's take the first case of the Gemara. Shor, 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 chamor, gamo. What have I discovered about this animal's tendency? Do I say I've discovered that it has a tendency of shvarim? I also do chamor, gamo, that's only two. Two could be a mikra. So all I can read out of this situation is a tendency for shvarim. Or do I read it differently? I say, no, this third shor is really going together with the chamor, gamo. So I see here, what picture am I building here about the nature of the shor that it has a tendency for all kinds of things? Shor chamor gamo. So that's the shayla. Same thing in the reverse case, right? How do I read this? But let's assume the pshat is tziva. So now understand. Shor, shor, shor. What do I have here? I have the animal has learned the behavior to shvara. Now what happened? Chamor gamo. Now what? Now it's going to become, it's going to learn just two. Or take the other case. I would say it's more strong the other way, okay? Chamor gomo, shor, shor, shor. So what's my shayla? If it's a simen, what's the shayla? Maybe I haven't discovered the animal's tendency to be goring all minin. Because maybe all I have in this picture, okay, take a second, it's better here in this case. Chamor, gamo, shor, shor, shor. Maybe all I have here is what? Is an animal whose tendency, his innate tendency is to do what? Is to gore shvarim. I did chamor, gamo, that's stomach fluke. But what do I really have? What kind of a behemoth? Shor, shor, shor. An animal that has a tendency for shvarim. That's the shayla. Or no, do I say no? Chamor, gamo, shor. I put this first shor connected to before the animal is a tendency. That's what I've discovered here, Rabbo's side. Suppose it's the other tziba. Amishapela, what would this mean? Chamor gamo shor. What do I know now about the animal? The animal has learned the ability to gore without differentiating everything. Now what do I say? Shor, two more times, shor. Now what happens? It's going to now unlearn? If it's learned behavior, then it's already locked in. Chamor gamo shor gives it the tendency for everything. What's pshat? Now take the shor and connect it to the other two. If it's about a siman, I understand. So this case, chamor gamo shor shor shor. How could it be a tzad to take the shor kama and put it basach? I mean, and put it basach shvar mishadin alei. It didn't yet go the shvar. It already learned the behavior. Elamai, what does it sound like in this Gemara? What is it? What is it? The simon. Yeah, we're both saying, not push it, right? A lot to figure out. So what is Shor HaMu'ud? Yeah.
I don't really understand the premise of this Gemara's question, because lamashal for drugs or other things, like if someone smokes weed three times and then like snorts cocaine and then shoots heroin, like they're a drug addict. They don't smoke weed. They're a drug addict. And if someone
but here we know, going with our puppet, remember, this is our puppet. A puppet says, sure, it's not a reward for other behaviors. Elamai, your puppet agrees, sure, come up with gumbo, it's a reward for all behaviors. Now, what do I see here? I see a chamar gumbo, that by itself would not create a presumption of car behaviors. It's only two. But now I have sure. But I have another two sure. So what do I have here? Do I have an animal that is nature is to go svarim only? Because I look at the shor as one unit? Or do I look at the fact that chamar gamo shor and I say, oh, the animal has a tendency? So what, I mean, in your case, you're assuming anyway, not like a papa, the equivalent of not like, you're saying, oh, it's more of a call. We're going to a puppet now. An animal, a mood for one animal is not for another animal. But if I take three animals, then it's a mood of a call. Now the question is, what do I see in this situation? But again, Rabbo said, this only sounds right as a chakira in the Gemara, the second chakira. Only if I assume that it's a simon, not if it's a sima. There's a lot of other Gemaras. There's another Gemara here, Gim Baba Basra, Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Hoshak of Atari in the Gemara. How do I know Chizkas Gimel Shan? A person is on someone else's land. He's squatting for 3 years and he doesn't have a star. And the Marakama, the owner, comes and says, what are you doing in my land? He says, I bought it from you. And the halacha is that if he has Edim, that he's been eating the fruit of the land for 3 years, then he doesn't need a star and he's presumed to be the owner. The Gemara says that we should learn it out, what Yochanan suggested, from Din of Shara Muat. The Lashna Gemara is interesting. Nagach gimon de gichos nafgei mecheskas tam vekamu becheskas muad. The whole shayla had a learn pshat in the Gemara, the Rishonim, Tosis. Tosis says the following. What's the shayla? Nafgei mishus mocha kam shus lokeach, just like, says Tosis, over there, huchzak nagchan, so to hear, huchzak shaskan, that the Marakama, the original owner, didn't speak up and protest and make a machab for 3 years, he's huchzak shaskan. That equivalence that Tosis is creating, huchzik nakhan, huchzik shaskan, what does that suggest about Shara Muad? Siba or simen? Huchzik nakhan, simen. It's an indicator, right, that he bought, that the person is obviously silent for a reason, because he must have sold it. And just like over here, it's indicating that the animal has a tendency. Okay, you have to know, the other Rishon of other pshatim in the Gemara. The problem is as follows, Rabbo say. If I take simen l'chera, which seems to, and there's another raya that's a simen, the Gemara in Yevamos has machokes Rabbi Yevshim Gamliel, the negea, how much is a chazaka? How many times? Two or three. So it's negea the following. If Nebuch have a situation of a child that dies machmas mila, and then the second one, the same thing. So can you do a mila on the third? According to Rabbi, no. Yes, but if you do a third and Nebuchadnezzar also doesn't survive, then you can't do it a fourth time. The issue is, chazaka, it's indicating there's some underlying problem of pikuach nefesh that you can't do a mila for such a child, for this family, with nature, the DNA of this family. The Gemara, in that connection, has other examples, and one of the examples is Sharamuad. Sharamuad, says the Gemara, indicates that chazaka is by three times like Shem Gamliel, not like Rebbe, who says two times. By putting Sharamuad into this mix, it has to do with the Gemara talks about a case where a woman, her husband dies, she marries a brother, Yibum, and then he dies, and now can she marry a third one? So if you hold like Rebbe, no, because somehow it means there's something wrong with Hamas or whatever it is, so the husbands are dying. And Shem Gamliel says, one more time, yes, but after three times, you can't marry a fourth time. All this is one kind of the issue, simen or siba. It's indicating of some underlying issue. The Gemara brings Sharmud into the equation. It says, that suggests like this, the number three, which is the shita of Shem Gamliel. The problem is, Rabbo Sai, Shimon brings this up as well. The chayra, if it's a simen, then why do you only pay Nezik Shalem starting the fourth time? That's the Gemara in Baba Basra, and that's Pash, this is fourth time you pay Nezik Shalem. Why not from the first time? You just didn't know until now. But if it's a simon, that animal is a nakhan from the beginning. So the Gemara actually discusses that why can't the previous husbands claim their ksuva that they paid her? Once you see that it happened again and it happened again, and the subsequent men that she married died, why can't the original husbands reclaim the money of the ksuva, recoup the money of the ksuva? Because she's obviously not bas banim. Whatever, that case has to do with the case where she was not a bas banim. Whatever the case may be, let them make the argument that they should not have had to pay the ksuba. So the Gemara says that she could say it only happened now. Kashta with the kachashi. So if Shimon, here's where he opens the door. He says, l'chaira, this is I think the mahalach you have to take. We don't have time to elaborate, but l'chaira, the way to think about it, just you have to take it to the next level yourselves. L'chaira, even if it's a simon, what does it mean to say it's a simon? Does it mean that it had the complete nature, Mishar Rishona? Or it's a simon that there was a transformation that occurred? But transformations don't necessarily occur overnight. It could have been happening over this time. But the full extent of the transformation could have been more recent. Who says that? I know that the animal has, we're beginning to blur the distinction between simon and siva, is what I'm trying to show you. You follow me? In other words, think about it. In general, we're creating a dichotomy. Simon means it was a nakhan, it was always a nakhan, it has this tendency from birth, whatever, that's the animal that it is. Siva means it learned a new behavior. And it came through what happened. Now we're saying simon means it's a simon that the animal has changed. Right? But the change, can you point to the exact moment of the change? Do you have to assume that the change was already before the whole process started? That doesn't mean necessarily that it was the negichos that caused the change. It's not a siba, but it was happening over that period. So you can't necessarily assume that Shpein Nezek Shalem from the first time, because the animal could have become a nakhen only more recently. But Shimon himself says that over here in that piece that the next continuation of the piece I have quoted for you over here. So Lemaisa, there's what to think about in terms of bringing the two sides a little bit closer together, and then you have to still go back and go over some of the nekudas that we had before. In terms of the Magen Avraham's kasha, how do you extrapolate from Rav Meir about Rav Yehuda? So he says maybe Rav Yehuda only argued because of Shara Muad. Maybe the animal had a bad day that particular day. It got caught up with something. It went crazy. But Lemaisa, fundamentally, the lesson of Rav Meir could be accepted Rav Yehuda as well. There is a greater ability to learn a behavior over a shorter period of time, and therefore that could be applied to Mashiach Ruach as well. Okay, Rose said we have a lot more that we could have talked about, but I didn't give you the flavor of the Inyan. It's definitely a very interesting Inyan to think about. Just a few minutes we have to go, so just share with you a value.